Sicher in Kelach Beis, gut, sicher ist Chilik et Gimel. So sicher, der ist Mevair, a beer in the midst of Shminas HaMikdash. We'll start with Sifal. In Aksumim Shef Hashas Seinu, HaMedabri Mishminas HaMikdash, Loma der Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, from the Pesukim in Hashas Kelach, which deal with the midst of Shminas HaMikdash, Rambam learns out in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the mitzvah of Shminas HaMikdash, it's Sivano Lishmer HaMikdash, Udalecha Svivi Tamid, that is a mitzvah to guard the mikdash and to constantly walk around the mikdash, to constantly stroll around the mikdash. So these are two pratim that Rambam says in what's the maisa mitzvah, what type of activity was teira mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah is, number one, to guard the mikdash, number two, to stroll around, to walk around the mikdash. What's the objective of this mitzvah? L'chavdei, in order to bring kavod to the base of mikdash, l'reimimai, to elevate it, to exalt it, to l'gadlo. That's the pasuk that it tells Aaron, you and your children, itchol lifnei, you will be present lifnei eileidus. What's the pasuk saying? You will be lifnei eileidus. It's a leimar atem tiyuli lifanei tamid. You should always be there for the sake of guarding. Upon the Rambam brings the makor for the mitzvah of shmiras hamikdash is from the pesukim in Parshas Kerach. The Eibusher tells Aaron he should be. You should be lifnei eileidus. The Rambam touches up. What's the purpose of this being there? For the sake of guarding the mikdash. Hini b'sefer ayad, and how that's in the sefer mitzvahs. In sefer ayad, the Rambam says the shmiras hamikdash is a lashon. The Rambam brings in sefer ayad the mitzvah of shmiras hamikdash. The Rebbe quotes the lashon of Rambam. Shmiras hamikdash mitzvah say, guarding the mikdash is the mitzvah say. Va'af apish ein shapachad me'ayvim v'limilus. Even if there's nothing to worry about for an enemy wanting to destroy the mitzvah mikdash or milistin. Let's see, we know for a fact that there's no Avim and all the gates are locked, there's no way to break into it. For whatever reason, there is no fear of Avim and Listim. Nevertheless, there is a Chiyuv to guard and secure the Mikdash. What's the purpose of that? If there's no worry of any damage or of any Ganavim, so what's the purpose of having guards and having security there? She'en Shmirasi Ela Kavod Lei. This brings reverence, it brings Kavod to the building. There's a difference in the stature and in the presence of the building, a building which has a castle, which has security, in relation to a castle which does not have security. So when there's security there, it brings a certain chshivis or a certain reverence to the building. The etzem presence that there's guards standing there. That does not in Alach Aleph. So here in Alach Aleph, it's a separate Alach for itself. The Rambam defines what is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to guard the mikdash. The objective of the mitzvah is for the sake of bringing reverence and a certain stature to the binyan, to the Beis HaMikdash, like the mile of a palton of a castle, sheyeshel avshem. Then it starts another halacha, an halacha base. The Rambam says another din. When is the zman of this mitzvah? It says, Shmirazu mitzvasa kol halayla. When is there a chiyuv to guard the mikdash? The entire night. Kol halayla. That's din number two. Then the Rambam says, Nachazach. Who are the shemrim? The Rambam says, din number three, Vashemrim hei makayin valeviyah. And he brings the Makedas. Man of Ezen, the Kayam and the Levim, they're the Shemim. Shinemar, Va'ato Vanecha Itcha. That the Abisha tells Arden that you and your children, you should be the Fnei Eleidas. Kalemar Atem to you, Shemim. So Ram touches up. From the Pasuk, you see that you should be there in front of the Eleidas. So you see that Arna Kayam is the one that's Mitzubah to watch. That's a rad that the Kayam are Mitzubah. How do you know that the Levim are Mitzubah? So he continues, Svarei, Nemar, Shomer, Sushers, Eilamayed. The Nemar, Vachayim, Kayam, the Fnei Eilamayed. Who are the ones which are always present in front of the Eilamayed? Meishav Aaron of Anu, Shemir Shmar Sakesh. I mean, he's right that Kainam Levim, they're the ones that are mitzvah to guard the Mikdash. So, first, the Rebbe asks, the Shaila was Vartzich, is that the Chuai is it that in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam brings the Pesukim Parshas Kerech as a marker for the Etzim Mitzvah of Shmirah? How do we know that there's a mitzvah to guard the Mikdash? The Rai is from the Pesukim of Atov and Echa Itchol Lefnei Eleidus. Ashik in Sefer HaYah, the Rambam in a separate Allah brings the Mitzvah of Shmirah as a Mikdash. And there he does not bring any source for the mitzvah. Then Allah Beis Rambam says, Allah, that you should watch it by night. Again, there's a bringing a source. And then in Ereshit, the third din, that who are the Shemim? The Kayman and the Levim, the Rambam said, brings the Makar for this, for the Shekhanim and Levim. So we see from the Rambam Sefer HaYah that he does not bring as a Makar for the Mitzvah Shemir Samikdash the Psukim of Parshas Kerah. Tzarech Lavin. Aleph, Tava Shinei B'Sefer Allah, is B'Sefer HaMitzvah. She B'Sefer HaYah, who may be a Saksuvim Luva Seif. Means the Allah Beis. She brings it at the end, Mash Inkin in Sefer HaMitzvah, before he discusses the Pratin, and he right away brings it the mitzvah, that the makkah from the mitzvah Shemir Samikdash is from the Pesukim Parshas Kerah. Shegin Sefer Yad, he brings first the mitzvah, and then he speaks a couple of details of the mitzvah, and at the end he brings the makkahs. And number two is he brings them as a raya. Hashem rim hakeinim balavim. The main objective of the Rambam's pesukim is to say that who? What's the raya? What's the market that the Hashem rim are the keinim balavim? Shneimar v'chul. The parshas kavanasi leimar shemiksuvim elo anu lemeidim haprat shechiv shmerazum otol hakeinim balavim. Shegem say from it. Shem market balima dal etzem chivas hashmir. And the Rebbe's marchim nahara 9 to bring out more bepratis how the purpose of the Rama bringing the pesukim and sefer ayad is not bringing a marker for the etzim mitzvah of shmiras hamikdash, but it's a bringing a marker for the fact that the kainim and the levim used to be the ones that were shemir the mikdash. Maybe we'll go through other 9 and get to the gufat name. The Rebbe says ve'ein lemer sharaim aksuvim koya kol mashikosav lefizer. So the Rama first brings the nocha aleph, the etzim mitzvah, then he says when you do the mitzvah, and then he says who does the mitzvah. So instead of bringing the pesukim beforehand, the Rama brings the pesukim to bring a raya for everything. So he meant that can say for ayad also the pesukim as a marker for the etzim shmiras hamikdash shavalach aleph. Why didn't he write it right away to begin with? Usually when the Rambam brings a mitzvah, Mrs. Krishna, before he goes into the prate mitzvah, the Rambam right away when he quotes the mitzvah says, Shenemar, like it says in Torah the source. So why here is the Rambam does differently? He says, here, the Kasim, B'tchila, B'alach Aleph, Sheyich lo gam ha-prat, Hashem him ha-keinim ha-levim. He wanted to also be kailo, the din, the marker of the din that the Hashem ha-keinim ha-levim. But maybe he brings it at the end. That's not the mashmas of the Rambam. Number one, ki aleph li mashmas became a parshat sheni. Hashem ukeinu valvim shenemar. The Rambam being shenemar is not. It's not shenemar. The lashon shenemar is not that we're bringing a separate pasuk as a raya. We're finishing one subject and we're going into another subject. Shenemar is a continuation to this to a sentence. The Rambam says Hashem ukeinu valvim shenemar. So the shenemar is a hemshich to that. It's a continuation to that sentence. If the fact that the Rambam brings the Mekeres to the Pesukim at the end, the main objective of the Pesukim is to tell you the Ikra Mitzvah, the Shmira. Sachaka, the Rambam also wants to include that the market is also right, who is the Shem? So the Rambam should have written a Nusach which brings out that this Havas HaPesukim is an Inim B'fnei Atzmi for everything, not as a continuation, as an Eisfir to the line that the Shem are the Kainim and the Levim. Beis. Hadin shebe emtsa shemitzvah sekol ha'layla le'nimad miksuvim eil. So l'chur that I can't say the pesukim at the end are a marker on everything that was mentioned earlier, because not everything that was mentioned earlier is mavur takin the pesukim. The din that mitzvah sekol ha'layla is takin a mavur from the pesukim. So if the Rambam was based that he should bring the marker min ha'Torah for the dinim that he brought, the Rambam couldn't just write the pesukim at the end and the havana would be that it's koya and everything. But it's takin not koya and everything. Number 3, Gimel, if he's having a lichter, Gamash Kosov, a Chaikach, Walach Adalid, a Kainim Sherim Bifnim, Balvim Bachut, Shigamzel made the Misifri, Mipazak Zaatzme, Kumashavi Bsefer Misfisha. The Fize, that the Rambam learned, wants to bring a marker for all the dinim that he brings. Yeah. So then, the Rambam, also the next thing the Rambam says, that the Kainim would be Shemer inside, and the Levim outside, which is also learned from these Psukim, which the Rambam brings in Parshas Lamidbar, Shemer Shemer Sakredish. So the Rambam also should have brought that din before he brings the Makedish. Sakaponim, the mashmos, should the parshas of mashmos in the Sefer Ayad is that the makedis are for the etzim mitzvah of Shmira. And how the Rebbe discussed in this article of the Prati is that l'chura, that's the Havana and the Rama that the Pesukim are brought, not for the etzim mitzvah of Shmira, nor only on the identity of who are the Shem. That's the first kasha. The second kasha is the Rambam defines what's the purpose of the mitzvah of Shmira Samikdash. It's for the sake of, not for the sake of guarding and securing the Mikdash, but for the sake of to bring reverence, to bring covet to the Mikdash. So, in fact, I'm going to ask the question. Security is by night, because the night, that's the time where thieves come and try to do damage. But if the purpose of the Shmir is not for the sake of thieves, but the etzim presence of guards brings a certain reverence to the building, so why is it dafka by night? It should be always. The fact that a castle always has guards around it, that gives a strong chashivis and a strong reimimus in the building. So why is it dafka by night and not by day? But Amam Kazet, the Shmir is umus vaza kol ha'layla, v'yem mitzvah Shmir. So that's a shayla, what's the beer? What's the avana that the mitzvah Shmir is dafka by night and not by day? Another thing that Rebbe asks is, where's the marker of this Rambam? From the Pesukim that the Rambam brings, there is no remez at all that the mitzvah is by night. So with man, where's the Rambam's marker? First of all, we want to know the Rambam's source for this din that is by night. And from the Pesukim, it's not mevor, this hakbala that is dafka by night. And also, if you find the marker, what's the reason that it's dafka by night? We'll go through Mr. Hashem, the artist, later, but the Rebbe brings here, Shakvatari and the artist, that there are Shittas Rishayim which hold that the Shemira was taken not only by night, it was by day and by night. There was always guards standing by the Beis Hamikdash, not just by night. But the Rambam shita is that it was dafka by night. Other Rishonim, not just the Rambam, other Rishonim also hold that it was dafka by night. The shaila is what's taka the beer, and what's the makir. Afer tezach that the Rebbe asks is the way the Rambam describes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash. The Rambam says to guard the Mikdash, v'lelecha svivei saviv, v'lelecha svivei tamid, to stroll around, to walk around the Mikdash. So the shaila is, my yinyan shel halichus, what's this hagdara, this hisafa of walking around the Mikdash? Umayi sheichus mitzvah shmiras HaMikdash. Now, if the shmira was for the sake of guarding from thieves, so maybe you could say there's an inyan in walking around to make sure there's no thieves, not only by the gates, that the guard shouldn't only stand by the gates, but also walking around, making sure that there's no thieves or oivim. But even that, then it would be nichal in the shamre. You don't have to specify that they should walk around. You just say to guard it, and guarding includes walking around. What if to say a specific addition to walk around the Mikdash? But Befrat, according to the Rambam Shita, that the whole purpose of Shemira is for the sake of Kavod HaBayis, as long as there's guards there, as long as there's security there present by the Beis HaMikdash, that's itself as the Kavod HaBayis. Why do you need to have this walking around? What's this Kavod that the Rambam deals with? L'aleches v'vitam. That's Ma'win Yonash Alichos. What's the purpose of this? How does that an act of guarding in the sense of Kavod? The Chura guarding in the sense of Kavod is just the etzem presence of security there, walking around, Ma'naf Kimina. And Ma'i Shechus Mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash means the Rambam describes the mitzvah. It's not just saying what act should be done. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is very precise, and he just gives the basic summary of the mitzvah. And there the Rambam says, L'lecha Svivitam. So how is that an essential factor in the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash? Let's see Allah HaBeis. Esib Beis. Yuvim Behektim Bir Behaschol HaShav Esev Vapsech L'Stamad Emis. We have two Mesechtas and Shas which deal with Inyanim of the Beis HaMikdash. We have Mesechta Tamad and Mesechta Midas at the end of Seder Kodesh. The theme of the Mesechta Tamad is how the Seder Akravas HaTamid. That's the main focus, the main theme of Mesechta Tamid is that the Mishnah is Metair, the Eifin, the way they used to bring Makir, the Karban Tamid, every day. That's Mesechta Tamid. Mesechta Midas is where the Tana goes through the measurements and the structure and all the forms of all the bias and the clear bias. That's Mesechta Midas. And in both of these Mesechtas, the opening of the Mesechta is equal. They both have the same opening. And what is the opening? The Shleishim Mekremes HaKeinim Shemir HaMikdash. In the Dinim of Shemir HaMikdash, there was two aspects in this din. The Kainim used to be Shemir in three places, and the Levim used to be Shemir in 21 places. This din, the Kainim used to be Shemir in three places, is set side side the beginning of Mesechta Tamid, side the beginning of Mesechta Midas. So the Rebbe says, we know that the Tana, the Gemara always asks this Shaila, the L'chore, why do you have to say a Mishnah? Tanina, we already learned it, we know it already. What's the Tzricha said to say Tana? The Rebbeinu HaKadosh doesn't say a din twice. So the Shaila is, L'chore, b'achz me miyuteresi. And you can't say there's different reasons why the Tana brings a din in two Mesechtas, but here it's in two Zdarim, where Mesechtas are far from one from another. Here it's one Mesechta after the other one. Fashim Mesechta Midas, but take up L'achim Mesechta Tamid. So here, there is different biurim which are given why a certain din can be mentioned twice in two mesechtas. But the Rebbe says that those biurim won't apply to a mesechta which comes directly after another mesechta. Oh. Now, there's a mefarish in Mesechta Tamid. In Mesechta Tamid, there's no Rashi, but they have the mefarish. And he's mevar Indian like this. He says the primary place where to be the din of Shmiras HaMikdash is Mesechta Midas. Mesechta Midas deals with the form of the bayis and the image of the bayis, the structure of the bayis. There, it's suitable to bring the halach of that there was guards in front of the bayis. So the primary place for this din is in Mesechta Midas. And Be'etim the Tana didn't have to bring it in Mesechta Tamid. But in order for Mesechta Tamid's purpose should be written via Darshan, and he had to also bring this din that the kainim would guard in Mesechta Tamid. In order for the Mesechta Tamid's theme should be Be'ez Avtizan. We'll see the way he says. Mefarish Mesechta Tamid Mevayir, Shum de Bayla Eidu Ma'asid Tamid. Mishnah wanted, the Tana wanted to go through and to tell us how the Karmat Tamid used to be brought on a daily basis. Aved the Sakainim, which that was the service the Kainim is doing the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, in order to bring this Ma'asid Shleim, was that the Fir Gezak, what the Kainim did until they were Makar the Karmat Tamid. Before they ran to the Karmat Tamid, the Mamona used to wake them up. So where were they sleeping? What were they doing during the night until they're making the Karmat Tamid? So in order to bring out the Maisa Tamid in the most complete form, therefore Nakat Chila Shmirasa, Makam Shchivasa, where they used to rest by night and how where they would guard, Achumasada Kala said until he goes through the general said that. In other words, the Mefarish is saying once we're going through a main general theme in the Aveda Sakainim, the Maisa Tamid goes through the bulk of the Kainim's work in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Tana wants to do this whole work of the Kainim Beis HaMikdash in a more perfect, in a more complete way. So he starts off from the beginning of the evening. What the Kainim did till the Karban Tamid, which that gives us a more of a complete look on the Aveda Satamid, on the Aveda of the Kainim of the Beis HaMikdash. So Bemela, so Erpel Frenf in the Kasher Hazeh. Be'emes, there is, Be'emes, the Din was only supposed to be written in Masechta Midos. It was only, it was, so that's not a Kasher, why it's written in Masechta Midos. That's the classic place where the Din should be brought. Why did the Tana say to Masechta Tamid? Not because there's a need to be Mechadish or something, but for the sake of that the Mechuvan of Masechta Tamid should be written in a complete and perfect way. Sagan, there's like no chiddush in it, but it's just for the mechuvan of Masechta Tamid to be written in Bishleimus. That you have many times in Gemara. The Gemara answers why a certain din brought. I did the bayil misni kach v'kach. You say that also. So there is the Mechash saying over here also. I did the bayil misni the din of Masechta Tamid. Hotman shingizok to bring out that in the Bishleimus. But the Rebbe effect, even though the primary place is Masechta Midos, and the only reason why I was brought to Masechta Tamid was for the Shleimus Ayinian, but Saf Kol Saf, since Bach Fai Mishnah Zuka, you already wrote the din that the Kainim Dvisham at Riva. So Lama Husar Shanei said about Mirish Masechta Midos. What would be if you wouldn't write this din in the beginning of Masechta Midos? In order for the Shleimus Masechta Midos is the Midos HaBayis. For the Midos HaBayis, the Chor is not Negev for the Shleimus of describing the measurements of the Bayis to know that they used to guard in front of the Bayis. The only reason why the Tana brings it there, because the Rabbeinu HaKadosh wanted to bring the din of Shmiras HaMikdash, and the pasuk place to put it is Masechta Midos. But it's not the Masechta Midos would be lacking anything without bringing the din of Shmiras HaMikdash. So the Rebbe says, once you had a need for some reason to bring it to Masechta Tamid, it definitely should be Masechta Midos. So the Mefarish's kav was, ideally, the original place to put the mitzvah of Shmira would have been Masechta Midos. But they were saying, good, about it, that's ideally. But the Poyal Mamashi had to bring the Masechta Tamid, because I'm bringing Nachama. That in order to bring the din of Shmira Bishlemus, he brings also Shmira Sakein. But even though the Rebbe entered the Shaila, means there is a mahalach of learning in this life, and that's the reason that Tana brings this din twice, but still, Bishas Tana brings that din Tzvei Mol, so there must be some Chiddush and some Hisafa and some Tzrichusa, some learning that we're gaining from the fact that the Tana brought this din twice. There is an artist here which will go through Mirza Hashem in a separate limut. So the Rebbe starts with Siv Gimel like this. But we're going to understand that I was going to start explaining inside the Rambam, inside the Mishnah, based on Ashak Vatari, what is the objective, or what is the teichon of this mitzvah of guarding the mikvash? How to understand this mitzvah of guarding the mikvash? Aleph is sheiprat binyane beis hamikdash. It's a factor it's an inyan in the bayis, in the beis hamikdash. So in order, I just want to be makta maybe, that in the conventional way of understanding, you say, let's say you're guarding a bias for the sake of Ayyifim Velistim. So then, there's security there in order to prevent something from happening, in order to prevent a thief from entering the building, the Kayetzer is there. That Shmira is not a prat in the binyan. It's a prat in preventing something from happening. That's not called a prat. Avadi, the purpose that we don't want something to happen is because we want to secure the building. But the demand, the need for that Shmira doesn't stem from the building. It stands from the building from in it for itself. There'd be no situations of thieves. But the building itself doesn't need to have guards. Since it's a situation, so prevent the situation, need to have guard. The Rebbe wants to learn over here that there's the first way of learning the mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash is the need stems from the building itself, not because of a certain situation or a certain occurrence. The Beis HaMikdash in itself, the building in itself, needs Shmira. It's one of the Inyanei Abayis. That's one way of learning it. So the need for the Shmira, what causes us to what caused the Ratzna Elyon to demand Shmira is for the sake, it's one of the Inyanim of the Beis HaMikdash itself. This is also a very interesting tzad, that the need, the tzedech for Shmira is not mitzad the bias. The bias in itself doesn't need to have the Shmira. But Kainim and Levim, in order for their tafkid, or in order for their status to be Beis HaMikdash, they have to be guards of the Beis HaMikdash. It's as if you will say that you have a security guard by a building, not because the building needs a security guard. Because that security guard, because that person, Reuven, he has to be a security guard. Not because the building needs him. But Reuven has to be a security guard. So there's the Rebbe saying over here also. For the listim v'ayivim, we don't need shemim. So the shmira is not for the sake of listim v'ayivim. That's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the shmira, or it's a detail in the bias itself, or it's a prat of ezekain and v'alevim. Kain and v'alevim have to do shmira. Shalim lishmir samigdash. Rebbe's going to attach yourself. That's svar number one. It's a tzach which the mikdash itself needs it. means that it's the objective is that this bias should be secured. The objective is that the bias should be secured and watched. That then it's another thing. Who are those that have to carry out this mitzvah? To actually carry out the mitzvah? That's the kainim and levim. You have many mitzvahs that the objective of the mitzvah is not connected to the one which has to do the mitzvah. You have many mitzvahs that the objective of the mitzvah has to do with the one that has to do it. They say the mashal putting on tefillin. So it's not the objective of the mitzvah is that on your hand there should be tefillin on it. Since the objective is that your hand should have tefillin, therefore, who is the one that's obligated to carry out this mitzvah? The one that the mitzvah has to be done with him. The Rebbe is saying here, Shmiras HaMikdash, the objective of the mitzvah and the one that's responsible to carry out the mitzvah are two different inyanim. The objective of the mitzvah is for the sake of the bias. The bias needs a shame. The bias has to be watched. Then there's a separate thing. Who has to carry out the mitzvah? Even though the mitzvah is not no relevance to them specifically. They have no need in the mitzvah in themselves. But the Torah, Chiv Shmir Azu, Hutala Kainim Alevim. That's one svar. The objective is for them. This gavra has to be a shame. That's what the chevas gavra. Chevas gavra means you have certain mitzvahs that to begin with, the mitzvah stems from the gavra. It's not that there's an objective in it of itself, and the want to carry out this objective is this person. But that the gavra should do it. It's like the famous there are certain mitzvahs that the definition of the mitzvah is that the person has to do it. It's not just that something has to get done, and who's the one that has to make sure it gets done? This person has to make sure it gets done. The mitzvah is that this person should do it. And then bashtet the mitzvah. So that's called a chevas gavra. It's a chevas gavra that he personally has to do it. And then bashtet the chev. I don't know where I got to now. Mi mitzvahs va'avedes ha'kein ha'valavim. El shachiv hu lishmar ha'mikdash. So there, Hidra Rebbe brings Tutz Dodim and Vasbashit the mitzvah of guarding the mikdash. Number one, so what's the aspect which demands this mitzvah? What's the objective of the mitzvah? And then that also changes why is it that the Kohenim are the ones that are obligated to carry out the mitzvah? If number one is that the demand for the Shmirah is mitzvah, the bias itself. Beis HaMikdash is a zamasert bias which has to be secured. Who to secure it? That's not part of the inyan. The objective is that this bias needs security and has to be secured. Now, who are the ones that the Eibishter gave the responsibility to make sure this gets done? The Kohen have to make sure it gets done. Then it's a chevas chefza. The demand for it, the obligation stems because this object needs this inyan. And the ones that carry it out, lapel, the Kohen of Levim. That's the first set. The second eifin is that the chevet doesn't stem from the chevet. It stems from the gavra. The gavra, this person, he's the one, he has a need to be shamer. The Eibishter wants, the objective is that he should be a shamer of the bias. So the objective is that he should be ashamed. Avadim was b'shtei techiyuv that the Beis HaMikdash should be watched, but not because the objective is that we need this bias to be watched. We need the kainim to be ashamed. He has to be a guard. Well, that's a very interesting way of understanding the shmirah. The regular security guard, you'll say, this building doesn't need a guard, but you have to be a security member. You have to be a guard. That's into Santa Musa. That's his chevas gavra. Chevas gavra means that the chiyuv is neveya mitzad the gavra. Means that the objective over here is an inyan which the gavra needs, not an inyan that the chefza needs. Elamai, in Vos Bashit, was that for the gavra ton? He has to do a ma'aseh shmirah on the bias. But the need and what's being accomplished is not that the bias is mishmar, because that's not needed altogether. What's accomplished is that this gavra is a shem. Yeah. So there's an artist here, also a very important artist, but this shakotar that the Rebbe brings here in this eifin it's not like it's a shakatari which was brought earlier in Achrein. This is a mechudish deka shakatari that's here. So we'll see the artist later. Now the Rebbe says like this: Vini l'churi yishleim ashtali b'taim mitzvah shmirah. These two tzadim can understand is tali on. What's the reasons for the shmirah? So the ma'ase is that the din, the etzem mitzvah being shemer the bias and the details of the mitzvah, who has to be shemer, where they have to be shemer, that's clearly spelled out in Masech Tamid, in the Masech Tamidis some pratim, and the Gemara brings the mekaydes for the shmirah. And the Mekemes HaShemirah, but the reasons, what's the purpose? Why did they, what's the time of mitzvah for Shemirah? That's not Mavur, not a Mishnayis, not a Gemara. And actually, in the Rishayim, there's brought Fashidna reasons, different shittas, what are the reasons for the mitzvah? So the Rebbe goes here, L'chore, this Shaila. If the objective of the Shemirah is Mitzvah Bayis, or the objective of the Shemirah is Zachevas Gavre, so that's L'chore, totally in the time of mitzvah HaShemirah. If you say like the Rambam brings in the Sefri, im is a shmirah hamikdash mitam kov in order to bring reverence to the bayis, klosh naram in it in patan shesh lov shemir. Le patan shesh lov shemir. So that's a pratan the patan. It's not to do with the kainif. It's not that the kainif have to be guards. The house kainif has to be with the kainif. This bayis, there's a din that this bayis should be revered. Or if this bais to be revered, there has to be guards over there. So then Saprat and the Potter, the Mikdash Guf. Aval, im shmiras ha-mikdash, mitam shali kani zor, v'tom v'kayetze b'zem. If the purpose of the shmir is in order to make sure that no zar comes into the mikdash, or no tame comes into the mikdash. Eivich de lishmir ha-kelem v'chulu, harei zeprat v'chiyuv ha-kenem alavim v'chulu. Now here, even though there's some prat, ha-ara starting to get here, but I just want to bring up one point. When you say that Rashi brings, that the tam ha-shmir is that a zar shouldn't walk into the mikdash, or a tame shouldn't walk in. So there could be two ways in understanding what's the issue of a zar walking into the mikdash. One way of understanding it is, if a zar or a tummy goes into the mikdash, so that's a chilul of the mikdash. The mikdash could become tummy. Then, according to those reasons, again, the purpose of shmira is, the objective is for the sake of the bias. Not like the first Eifin the Rebbe says, that it's a prat in the bias itself, but the reason why the kainah to be shemir is to prevent something from the bias being damaged. The bias shouldn't become nitma. Or there shouldn't be any chilul in the bias by a zar going in. So it's for the kavod habayis, not the kavod habayis the way the Rebbe brings in the first Eifin. The Rebbe's first Eifin is that it's an inyan in the bias itself, not to prevent a certain situation, but it's an inyan in the bias gufa. But if you learn that the reason why a zar is not the reason for the shmiras for a zar not to go in, it's not like the first Eifin taka, but it's also not like the second Eifin. It's also not like that it's a prat in the kainim levim. It's a separate inyan. It's not for the bias and not for the people. It's for the sake of preventing a certain situation. The Rebbe is saying here, and that, yeah, there means in the artist, you have a chayin which learned like that. That the mechuvan of the shmira is, like every security guard, every regular security is not a prat in the building. And it's also not a prat in the security guard. The shmira is in order to prevent certain situations. So it's not in the building and not in the security guard. It's doing security to prevent certain situations. The Rebbe is learning here a different way, fan. Is there a prat in the bias? The bias needs to have shmira. The bias in and of itself, not to prevent situations. Or these people have to be guards. It's not a response to a situation. Now, the Rebbe says, according to the reason that says that the reason why the Kedem Roshemer is to prevent a Zar from going in, the Rebbe is saying that it's not for the sake of watching that the Bayi shouldn't become Tommy, then it's not a Prat in Kedem Belevim. The Rebbe wants to learn here that it's a Prat in Kedem Belevim. So this is a different way of understanding why we worried for a Zar and a Kedem going in. Now, as the Rebbe is learning here again, also Mechudesh the Gevart, when you say the reason of Shalikon is Zar, Betamim v'kayetzu b'zeh, the Rebbe's Vart is not because we're worried for the bias to become Nitma. The Rebbe is learning a different point. The Rebbe is learning here that the Kainim, they're the ones that have to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash. And they have to make sure, it's part of their tafkid is to make sure that only they do the Aveda. So that if a Zar goes in, that's a stirit to the tafkid of Kainim. And if a Tami goes in, that's again a stirit to the Aveda of Kainim. Because Aveda has to be done betara. It's not an inyan that the bias needs. The kainims, they're the ones that have to do the aveda, and they have to make sure that the aveda is done in the most proficient way. That's the kainims tafkid. Part of the tafkid is to make sure the aveda is done by them and not by a zar. And part of that tafkid is to make sure the aveda is done by a tar and not by a tami. Because their responsibility is that aveda sakahona, aveda sakarbanis is done in the So the issue is not for the sake of the binyan being nitma. That's one of the tafkid of the kainim. The kainim's tafkid is not just to do the aveda, but to make sure that the aveda is done in its through a kain and not through a zar, through a tar, not through a tam. They're responsible for the aveda in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's a pratin kainim levim, not a pratin the bais. And al-Dar's and the Rebbe says the prat of eibich lishmer akedim. So that brings in the artist. Lishmer akedim could be because we're worried about the bais getting damaged or getting ruined or things being taken away. Then it's again to prevent the situation. It's not a pratin the kainim levim. The Rebbe wants to learn that it's the Chavas Gavra. They have to guard. So the Rebbe brings in the Aravart that Lishmer HaKelem, it's at the bias itself, we're not worried about Kelem getting lost. Because we'll buy other Kelem. In Anis and Makam Ashiris. The Kelem will get lost, we'll get another Kelem. But the Kainim and Levim, from their point of view, they have to feel responsible for a Kelem not getting lost. Even though it's at the bias itself. We're not worried about losing a Kelem, but the Kain from his point of view has to make sure, and he has to be a sensitive that a Kaili shouldn't get lost. So according to this, if you say the reasons is that a Zar shouldn't go in, and what's the Techan, what's the issue of a Zar going in? Because then the Aveda is not done. But the Aveda is not done via Zarf design, which that's the Kainim's tafkid to make sure the Aveda is done. The Aveda is the Rechrais, the Aveda is similar. So they have to make sure that the Aveda is done via Zarf design through a Tar and through a Kain. And Al-Dar is even though it's at the bias itself. We're not worried about Kaili getting lost, but it's the Kainim's responsibility to make sure they, from their point, have to be sensitive to Kelim not getting lost. So, this is the way Fana the Rebbe brings in what is the factor which makes this Shmira need? Is the Chavas Cheftza? The Cheftza needs to be Nishmar, or it's the Chavas Gavra that Kainim Levim, they have to be shamed. Sagt er also, am Meile ul fiese efshel avar ze shnis zamish be gamu kemesak. This din that a kaine bisi be shemer in gamu public place, we can understand why it's learned, why it's mavur in two places, Simon Sechel Thomas, Simon Sechel Midas. Because each place the din is being mentioned is bringing out another aspect of this din. So the Rebbe wants to bring out that according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, according to the Mishnayis, Shmir Samidash has both elements to it. There it deals with the measurements of the bias. The mikdash. Surase, binyane, cholinyanov means inyane abayis. So the Mishnah says in Shmir Samigdash, in Mesechta Midas, which deals with inyane abayis. Mishnah says there's the halacha of Shmir Samigdash. So what's Vundar is bringing? That the Shmir is neveh, it's of the bayis. We're dealing with the measurements of the bayis and inyane abayis. One of the aspects of the bayis is that it has to be revered, which that is through the Shmir. Behindish, any other levara avedis, things which were done in the mikdash or a mitzvah shemekeme b'samikdash, came on mitzvah b'samikdash. I was dealing with the bias itself. So Meila b'shas Mishnah says the din there. What's the Mishnah? What's the Rabbeinu HaKadosh being meramis that shemira b'samikdash is neveya? It's not a service done in the bias, but it's a prat in the bias itself. It adds another element, another chshivis to the bias. Omrim sefta tamidam duri b'avedis and asir b'samikdash. There we're dealing with the services which are being done. The kainim's avedin b'samikdash. So Dartam should bring to Hilchos Shmirah as a prat in the avoid of Ken. Lashnaram Hilchah Mekir Matami. Or based on Sefer Skarim Begum Kesa Kenim Shem. Rim Kimi Zeshmirah. Sekimi Zesh is Shnei Ainyanim. Inim Bavid Sa Kenim. Inim Bavid Ba Mikdash Atzim. So here the Rebbe explained why the din is mentioned twice. Now the MS is that the Rebbe is bringing Allah Chadalit. Feed this word that there's two Inyanim. That there's two ways of understanding Shmirah and Mikdash. The Rebbe Frankfurt why this din is mentioned twice. The Rebbe is also going to be mavar why the Rambam Sefer Ayah does not bring the Pesukim in Parshas Kerach as a mucker for Shmirah and Mikdash. Let me resume the Rebbe's this. One of the shots that the Rebbe asked was why doesn't the Rambam bring the Pesukim in Parshas Kerach as a mucker for the mitzvah of Shmirah and Mikdash? The Rambam Hastas, according to this Mahalach right now, disagrees with the beer that we just said to know. According to the Rambam in Yodei, mitzvah Shmir Sam Mikdash, he prat v'inin ba Mikdash Hatzim. Means the Rambam holds that Shmir Sam Mikdash has one objective. It's a prat in the building itself. It's not a cheves gavr and kainim v'alevim. It's the mechayiv is that the Mikdash has to be nishma. Ukol sheinim, the Rambam says, ain't shmirasi ella kovedle. That the whole purpose of the Shmir is, the objective is to bring reverence to the building. Ein edev patan shesh lov shem, patan shein lov shem. So the mashmas of the Rambam is that the whole purpose of Shmira or Akalpanim, maybe the Rambam holds of the other din also, but in Hilcha Shmira, in Beis HaBchira, where the Rambam brings the mitzvah of Shmira, there he brings it as a, the whole purpose of Shmira is for the sake of the bias itself. So the Rambam doesn't bring it in Hilcha. So even if the Rambam, let's say, does hold that there's also a factor in Shmira for the sake of the Kainim Alevim, but when he brings in Hilcha Beis HaBchira, the Rambam is not dealing with the Aved of Kainim Valavim. That he starts in Hilchas Klei Mikdash Va'evdim, but there he deals with the Kainim Valavim and the Klei Mikdash, the Aved is Shadon of the Besam Mikdash. In Hilchas Beis HaBchira, the Rambam is dealing with the Halachas relating to the bias itself. And there the Rambam brings Mitzvah Shmira. So Akalpanim, the way the Rambam brings the Mitzvah of Shmira, in Hilchas Beis HaBchira, there it's that factor of Shmira that's a prat in the bias, to bring reverence to the bias. The fact that it brings the Hiddin Shmir Samis Mikdash Lot of Hilzabiz Abkhira. Shabahem Dubra Dara Kdush Samis Abkhira Atzme. Well, yeah, they're Chavedis Anasis. And we'll see in the Hemshech HaSichah that Rebbe learns Lamaskana that according to the Rambam, the second Eifin that the Shmir is Mr. Prat and the Kainim Valavim, that we'll see later how that works according to the Rambam. But Kafanim Adish Shlav, the Rebbe is saying that the way the Rambam brings the Mitzvah of Shmir and Hilchas Besabkhira. And the Rambam brings all the Prat Mitzvah of Shmir and Besabkhira. So if the Rambam brings in the Beis HaBchira, haste is that according to the Rambam, the main factor of the Shmira is not Neveh from the Kainim Valavim, but a Prat in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Not in the Kainim Valavim. Melo Lefizeh, we're going to have to understand, Ebazeh, why does the Mishnah bring it in Masech Tatamid? According to the Rambam, that the main purpose of Shmira HaMikdash is for the sake of the Bayis, and the Mashmas of the Rambam, Sefer Ayad, is that he does not hold of the Shmira as a Prat in the Vedas of Kainim Valavim. So we have to take understand. So why does the Mishnah say the Din also Masech Tatamid, which deals not with the Midas HaBayis, but deals with the Karban HaTamid? That we're going to see later. But I can find him in this, it's the Haltimah that according to the Rambam, the purpose of Shmira HaMikdash is for the sake of the Bayis itself. The fire of the Hevik Sufim Eidu L'Raya, that's in the Shmira. That's why the Rambam does not bring these Pesukim as a mocker for the Mitzvah of Shmira. Why? Ki Pesukim Sufim Eidu Mavur, like a Chiv Gavra, Shal Kenim Alevim. Dortin steht nor the Etzim Zach, that Kenim have to be Shem, Lishmir Sabayis. Dortin steht aber nicht, that the Chiv is Nevea Mitzad HaChevzim. And the Chiv Gavra, which is in the Shmira Samigdash, the fact that Kenim Alevim have to be Shemrim, The Rambam, the fact that they have to be the Shemrim, that's not the Agdar of the mitzvah according to the Rambam. So in the Pesukim state, now that they have to do the job. They are the Shemrim. But not on the definition of the mitzvah. The Far bringt us in Sefer Yad. That the Eden Taine, the Hayim Tamnu Lugves. We're going to get too close to an area that we're not supposed to be there is a Chiv Misa. So whoever gets up a little bit past a certain boundary is Tegnish. So you have to make sure that no Zar goes close to the Mikdash. So also over here you see that the purpose of making sure that a Zar doesn't go in is not for the sake of securing the Bayis, but it's actually for the sake of securing the Zar. But mainly, you could say that it's a Prat in the Kainim Alevim. It's not a Prat in the Bayis altogether. So Prat in securing the Zar. But Akalpanim, so there, the Pashas, the mitzvahs, the dinim, the way they're brought in Pashas Kairach is Shakainav Alevim Yishemishli Kansim Yisrael Amishka, but not as a Prat in the Bayis. But mainly, the Rambam in the Chesbis Abchira, where he is bringing the dinim of Shemira as a Prat in the Bayis, he has no mucker for that aspect, that Shemira is a Prat in the Bayis from the Pesukim in Pashas Kairach. So Eim Zei Chachach Gmural, Ikarein Shem Shemira Samedish. According to the Rambam, it's not just, there's two elements. The main element, the main factor is that the Bayis has to be Nishma. Like Rambam says, Ein Shemira Se Ela Kovidle. The other inyan of the zechi of gavra, according to Rambam, that's secondary. That's not the primary focus of the mitzvah. The mele, according to the Rambam, hotanish kemaker for them. In the pesukim taken, the mefurish in the pesukim, we don't have a maker mefurish that the primary hagdar, the primary objective of the mitzvah is that the bayis should be nishma. So that's the Rambam who rak mishul kavod hamikdash kana. That's the primary inyan of the chiyuv. So chelik apad the mitzvah mitzvah atzmi. So for that, he has no maker. The far brings the Rambam's maker is takas sefri. The Sefri says this, that ain't shmirasi ela kovidle, but in the psukim, habnishkin hechrich on this, that this is the ikirin of shmiras amidish. But mele, the Rambam does not bring it in Sefer yet. And the Rebbe has in the article 31 that the Rambam in Sefer mitzvah is not arguing with that the agdar of the mitzvah is that the mikdash should be nishma. The reason why the Rambam in Sefer mitzvah brings the psukim as a raya for that's a mitzvah of shmira, because the Rambam in Sefer mitzvah brings psukim just for the general idea of the mitzvah. Where's the source in Torah which deals with this mitzvah? It's in that and that place. The psukim not necessarily are brought as a raya or as a explanation for the definition of the mitzvah, for the detailed definition of the mitzvah. The Rambam just brings in Sefer mitzvah the source if you want to find the place in Torah which deals with this and this mitzvah. So that's there. Avada, where does Torah deal with mitzvah shmira? In Parshas Kairach. But when you go into what's the definition of the mitzvah, that is taken not clear from Parshas Kairach, from the psukim Parshas Kairach. That's a Sefri. And here, and the Rambam Sefer Ayad, when he brings Makedas for the dinner, the Rambam doesn't just bring, if you want to know where to look it up in Teresh B'Ksav, he brings you a Makar. That's not the focus of the Rambam Sefer Ayad, is to write halachas halachas. He brings your sources only if it adds clarity to the halach. So psukim, which describe the halach in a clearer way, or bring out the theme of the halach, those psukim the Rambam brings. Here in this case of Shmiras HaMikdash, the psukim don't clarify the theme of the mitzvah, so the Rambam doesn't bring those psukim. But this beer that the Rebbe gives Tom the Shakbataria and the Rambam Shittim and the Shmiras HaMikdash doesn't, this explains very well Legabi the Prat, why the Rambam does not bring the psukim Parshas Kairach, but it does not explain other Pratim that the Rebbe asked earlier. The Rebbe Tfir Gefrekt of Rambam, why is it Dafke Benayit? Why is Dafke Benayit? And at this discussion gets even stronger. The Rebbe Tazim Masber given that the whole, according to Rambam, the sole purpose of Shemiras HaMikdash is because a chosheb palter needs security. So why is it Dafke Benayit? It's not a shame listim. The Rebbe's Dachmasber. It's not in order to prevent a situation of Gneva, because then it's not a din of the bias. Then it's to prevent situations. The Rambam holds this bias in and of itself has to have security guards. So why is it Dafke Benayit? Not Beidei. The Metzias is castles. Choshev, revered places have guards there all the time. That brings that adds to the presence and to the chshivas of the place. So, what's this prat that the Rambam brings about roaming around? Lolech asav, roaming around the bayis. What's what Ramayis does? This walking around the bayis. Oh, so this kashas weren't for answered, and the Rebbe is going to add another couple of questions that is still not understood. Lomerzan sife. Like I mentioned before, the two basic questions, why Dafke Benayit, and what's this in about roaming around? Those questions still weren't answered. But even this beer itself, this beer itself still needs beer. Oh, Rebbe Zaktazi. What was the Rebbe Mevar? What did we gain from this beer? Before, let's forget about the Rama for a minute. But what did we gain from this beer? We gain from this beer why the Mishnah mentions this din twice, first of all. Mentioned this din Mesechta Tamid and Mesechta Midas. But there's still some who are going to see what the Rebbe is going to ask. The Rebbe says like this: Im shmeres hamidash in hum etam kavet. Shein adel patan sheyesh lof shem el patan shein lof shem. Hari gam sheyesh lof shem nachon. You need a guard. What ad gives reverence to this house? You have some bavofim to shemim standing there. You have even one shemer standing there. If you have a guard, that's a cheps of a guard standing there, that brings reverence to the building. That brings a certain honor and a certain presence to the building. So shem machadim etlechem. So then it's already a patan sheyesh lof shem. Shubezeu kavet hamidash. The din is that you have to have three places where the kainim, and there's 21 makims of the levim. So the luchura, that prat of kainim and levim, then the amount of kainim and levim, 3 and 21, that's the luchura, nothing to do with the chavas, hashmir. That's a chavas gavra. That's something else. Kainim and levim, that's from stein, fear and fancy plats. But the fact that this in it is not made of anything in the gufa, in the chavtas habayis. So im kain, matam nemrish and b'chofa makims, alavim shemrim, sechta midas. The Rebbe said, Rebbe, Dachmazber, why does the Mishnah say Mesech Temidus? The Indian of Shmir Samidus. Because since Shmir Samidus is the Prat in the Bayis, so therefore Mesech Temidus, which deals with Midus Habayis, brings a dinim of Shmir. But the Mishnah says a different din. The Mishnah doesn't say that some din that there's a need of Shmir. The Mishnah says the din that there's 21 places where Levi Hashem. For the sake of Shmir, for the sake of Kavod HaPatron, it's 21. It's enough. There should be a presence of guards. The Rebbe says, maybe even one guard is a presence. Even though maybe it's not such a biblical presence, but objectively speaking, if you need a palton which has security, one guard is, you have the chefs of security there. You want it to be more near gash security, more presence. You have a couple of guards, but 21 places that there's no need at all for the chefs of bias itself. That must be a chevas gavra in the Kohen, in the Levim. So then, why is the bottom sechta midas? So matam nemer mishem mizikol fal makem halim shem mizem sechta midas and mikdash. Me'achash misadam mikdash. If the whole purpose why it's bottom sechta midas and why mitzvah shmir is masad. It's because Shmir is a prat in the bias. It's at this Indian. There's no so daish shel shem nachodim. Daish mesh shmir shem nachodim. She nikkur patan sheish lof shem. So this macht a bissel schwerlich. According to the Rebbe's beer, why he's brought him sechta midas? It's because a prat in the bias. Then what's the chiddush which is chadish bim furish in sechta midas? The din that there was 21 places with the levim Hashem. That's hotting ganzim shaton to the bias. That's a separate halacha that levim have to stand in 21 places. So what's the pshat in them? In the order the Rebbe speaks bechlal, where's the whole mocker that you need 21? What's the chshivas and the brak upon him? That's clear that the idea of the bayis shebe nishmar, there's nothing. That's in fact that there's guards there. Guards by a building gives a reverence to the building. You need 21 places. Well, that's in presence of guards. That's what gives the chshivas. That's the shayim. That's the ain shayim. So this is a shverikait on the Rebbe's beer, why the mitzvah shmir is brought to Masech Tamidus. If the whole purpose is to bring out the element of Shmir, that's the Prat in the Bayis. Prat in the Bayis, that's the fact that there's a presence of guards there. A secured building. Presence of guards. The guards give a certain chshivas to the building. Give a certain reverence. Vifl, 21, there's no need for 21. That's in presence of the guards. Let's say. Beis, le'idach tzorach lov, in nashayich, hashkol in hashmir, le'misach tatomet. It's nachatz vashtein. This kasha, the Rebbe asks in Siv Beis, is not necessarily a question based on the beer of the Rebbe Sitzona. This is a shayla balav achi. That we want the Rebbe just understanding a little better. What's hot a shaykh is the mitzvah of shmiret mesech tatamit? What is the purpose of mesech tatamit? In yana beikiru levar avedes hatamit. That's the main. Every mishnah mesech the mishnayis is there's dinim which are brought agav grora derech agav. But the main focus of mesech tatamit is to explain the seder of how the tamit carbon tamit was brought. Tamit shavin arbaim and tamit shall the baker and tamit shavin arbaim. That's shema mesech the tamit. The Rambam tajik mishkosav a Rambam. Pirush Mishnayis, so he says, "Masechta Tamid, ein bo dibur." There's no chachma there. There's no other, not like Pirkei Avos or other Mishnayis with this dibri chachma. But le'al der var iser veheter. There's no dinim. El sipur shu emer hey chay makiv na Tamid. V'imat makri gven karmen Tamid. Kedi lasis kin Tamid. V'ivaltza azachus fit yedn tog. So they bring the seder at varim. V'kayne fagin das makriv zayn. Bechleim zol vissen v'yaz. What's the steady behavior? The way things are done. So, madu hubu was sidra shmir shalakein. Man have come in over here sidra shmir shalakein. What does that do with carbon tomit? Avedas akein b'chul. You want to speak about the different service kein and thing that kein have to do? There's other mishnayos with that. The shalchem says done by avedas akein b'chul. Yumes vachem anachas b'chul. But that's where it deals with avedas akein. Avedas yom kippurim is avedas akein. The mishnah goes over there through b'chla avedas akein. Zvachim is carbonis. And menachis. There it speaks about the things which kein have to do. Misach the tomit is going to get to the seder of carbon tomit. Nish was kein and b'chalal different time. If you fall down narain that Kainim used to watch over the mikdash, v'laylo misach tomit. That doesn't make him say that we was hot as satan. This kash is could ask earlier. It's not necessarily based on this beer, but that's amvashtei. Now, once we understand this question, we're also going to understand why, according to the Rambam, even though he learns that the whole purpose of Shmir, Seseke, the Bai, is still is Barim Sefer Tomet, as we are going to see later. So that's where the Rebbe brings it here. I mean, Mitzad, the Mishnah, if you hold that Shmir is a Prat in the Aveda Sakainim, so Tomet is brought, so Masechta Tomet is brought because that's the Shleimus in Aveda Sakainim. But the Rambam holds that it's only a Din in the Chefza Sabayis. So the Rebbe adds another question. That the reason that we brought earlier is not a reason I'm asked, because this purpose is the Aveda Satamit. There is other Mesechtas for that. Yeah. The Mefarish says, which is a Rishon, Mefarish says that it's for the Shleimus of Aveda Satamit to know how they slept the night before. But that's not Mashtein. I mean, that Seder Atamit, Nishbas Matkatam Freer. Gimel gamzerach lo gamzerach et bir beetsim a pirush. What's the pshat? Shemira samidah shiprat mizah bisamidah shatzme. Asher mishum zeh nishas bereish mesechta midas. This is a very fundamental question over here. The mishnah mesechta midas. If we take the mishnah seriously, and the Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote mesechta tamid midas has a function. The drama brings the pirush mishnayis, and the function of mesechta midas is to explain the structure and the measurement of the bias. So we're not dealing with mitzvah shadana, we're dealing with the structure of the bias itself. So the Rebbe says, why Shmira brought? Because Shmira is a prat in the bayis. So the Rebbe says, from the Bissel Besser Fashtein, what's the pshat? That Shmira is a prat in the mitzvah and in the structure of the bayis. Which that's the reason why it's brought in Mishir Pizet Chatam. Haregam lefi abir shem mishim kovet amigdosh, that's, but the pashtus, that is rak shashmiri bishvil kovet amigdosh. The act of guarding itself is not a prat in the mikdosh. The bayis is a bayis. There's a bayis. There's a building based on mikdosh. The act of guarding is not a detail in the bayis. People guard. I mean, what's the purpose of people guarding? What do we accomplish with people guarding? That the bayis gets a certain reverence. But that the guarding itself is not a prat in the bayis. It brings a certain reverence. So harizarach shmiri b'shvil kavod hamikdash. But still, the shmiri itself is not a chelik of the mikdash. Avadet adds a certain element to the mikdash. Eventually, the shmiri itself is an act of guarding, an act of securing. What's the purpose of the securing? To bring reverence. But the guarding itself is an act in itself of guarding. B'shvil ha-mikdash. So again, midas is not, Mesechta midas is the tzuras ha-bayis itself. Inyana midas u'binin beis ha-mikdash atzme. And not things which are done there. And shmiras ha-mikdash is an activity of guarding. That's not a pratin, the bayis itself. It's not a midas. If you want to be precise, midas means the measurements of the bias. This is an external thing done by the bias, which avada adds a certain element to the bias. But this thing which is done is an act of guarding, not the bias itself. Now you're going to say, good, even though it's taken not midas man, but where else should we put it? It's according to the beer that the whole that the inin of shmir is lohesi ba bayis for the kavod habayis. So even though it's like not a prat in the tzuras habayis, it's not one of the measurements. It's an act of guarding. But the whole purpose of guarding is for the sake of the bayis. So maybe it makes sense to put in mesechta midas. But the Rebbe says, since at the end of the day mesechta midas is there to explain the structures of the bayis itself, not things that were done there, and even things which add to the bayis. And anochazach saves ochiv mitzvahs kainim v'alvim. At the end of the day, there's the objective is taka the kavod habayis. But who is the one that has to do this activity? The mitzvah is the activity of shmira. The purpose of the mitzvah is the kavod. Aber vasi the mitzvah alei the shmira. The shmira is not a pratim the bayis. So, and who has to do the shmira? The kainim and the levim. So it's more mistaber to bring the mitzvah of shmira, even mitzvah the pratim mitzvah kavod hamikdash. It still makes more sense to bring the mitzvah of shmira to the kainim and the levim. Because at the end of the day, the ma'isa mitzvah is done by people. It's an act of guarding, which has nothing to do with the bayis. It's an act of guarding by people, which is actually asked to the bayis. But the act, the mitzvah is that people should guard. So it's more mistaber to bring it when you're dealing with the avodas, and not when you're dealing with the gufa bayis. So at the shetam, it's mesechta midas. So avada, das kent voltiske kent pashtein. But we need a psa, it's not accurate to the precise definition of midas. That's the shayla. Avada, becholos. Shmira has to do with the bias. That's a richti. But it's not a prat in the tzuras ha-bias, in the measurement of the bias. Because the act of guarding itself is an act in and of itself. So here, the Rebbe brings in Siv Vav, I'm a chudish de kebiur in the time of Shmira Samidish, in the agdar of Shmira Samidish, which this gives us to explain that the act of Shmira itself is a prat in the building itself, which we're going to see in a minute. Siv Vav, so in order to explain these shailas, the Rebbe adds a new beer, and what's the nature of the mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash? It's not another beer in the objective of the mitzvah, but it's also a different beer in what's the gufa shmira itself. And what constitutes, what's the shmira? The parashat of the shmira is that you have guards guarding the mikdash. Here, the Rebbe brings a different havana in what's the tafkid of the guards itself. So, even the hekna mashiyesh mitarsim akushya now the sifal. The shaila, what do you do? Why is the shmirah dafka by night and not by day? If the fact that there's guards there brings a certain reverence to the building, certain covet, why isn't it also by day? You have a security guard standing there, it brings a certain presence to the building. So how would they answer the shayla? This answer is brought in Kama Achrein. So it's in the artist 38. So there's no need for a guard to machmas covet. The fact that the kainim are walking around and doing their aveda. So kula yemer kavod, the bias is full with glory and with reverence. Aval balayla she'em be'aveda tzarach l'haris kavod gedula le'besamidah shadei hashmirah. Then you have to bring out the glory and the revereness of the bias through guards. So there's the purpose of the shmirah is to bring a certain reverence and a certain glory of the bias. That by day you have it without the guards there. You have it, and that's the fact that there's people and kainim walking around the bias. Tzarach bir. First of all, ma'u inyanu shel kavod zeh shadei alich zakeinim ba'avidasim. That kainim avidasim are doing things which have to be done in the Beis Hamikdash. How does that add to the glory and to the reverence of the bais? That certain mitzvahs, certain chiyuvim, that's in fact that kainim are doing their job, so that's just they're doing what they have to do in the bais. How does that bring certain glory to the bais? That's number one. And second of all, even if there is a certain beer, how there's glory that's brought and a certain hodor, certain reverence that's brought to the kainim doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. But ma'at had a shavish min the kovet shmiras Beis Hamikdash v'anasa de'ilchas kainim kovet. Two different functions, two different types of reverence. There's a distinct kovet and a distinct glory and reverence in the fact that there's a guard there. A guard brings a certain element and a certain quality of kovet to the bais, which working there might also bring kovet. Halichas kainim, it also brings kovet, but not the same type of kovet, not the same type of idea of reverence and awe. That a guard brings a certain element of awe and reverence. So what's the tzad shavu b'chol? It is a special mitzvah of shmir. That means that Torah wants. The ratzon elyon is that the shmir should also have a certain type of glory and reverence and awe, which a guard brings. So you don't have that type of awe by day. Doesn't the shayla? V'chein nira le'emar the shmir zum pnei kavod in yonah. Not the fact that there's a guard standing there that brings a reverence to the building, but a different idea. In Yonah of the Shmira is Shalayasichu Daito Me'amikdash. The idea is that there's always that Yidden should always be conscious of the Mikdash. They should never ignore, or the Mikdash, the building of the Mikdash should never be off a Yid's mind. You should always be conscious of the Beis Hamikdash. So the fact that there's a guard there is not that the security, the fact that it's a security that brings the reverence, but the etzem fact that the Beis Hamikdash is always in a Yid's mind. So they're always watching it, standing around it, worried about it. So that, what's the idea of worrying about it? That they're never disregarding the bias. They're never abandoning the bias. They're always conscious of it. And then bashteit the mitzvah of shmir. That the bias should always be worried about, cared about, for the sake of, that Yidden should always be conscious of the bias. It should never be ignored, never be abandoned. So then bashteit the kovet amigdash, that Yidden's mind are always connected to the bias. The Rosh brings it bein advarim, that it brings other things, but the Rebbe is highlighting these words of the Rosh, that the mashmos is that the cheftz of the kovet is that there's hedra hasach hasdas, that their minds never go off it. The Rebbe says, ein pirush hasach hasdas zeh. This Losh Narosh, that there shouldn't be hasach das, is not the regular idea of hasach hasdas. Hasach hasdas, the kotshe machmos chash tumut. There's a truma, which the kain which owns truma, and for a certain amount of time, his mind, he forgot that he has tum in his house, and he ignored it, not actively ignoring it, but he forgot that he has tum in his house, so that tum becomes puzzle. But the reason there's machlekes gemara, why tum or kachim, which was hesach das from them, why it's puzzle, but the one reason that's brought is, machmas chashash tum, that maybe someone touched it, and the kohen didn't realize. Here, the reason for the reason why we don't want that Beis Hamikdash that a Yid should forget about the Beis Hamikdash is not because if a Yid forgets about it and his mind is not on it, something might happen to the Beis Hamikdash. Ki im shtilas hesach hadas zeh meira aremus vegadlus habayis. In dem basht, the etzem fact that this in itself, that there's no hesach das, that itself shows and brings out the greatness and the centrality and the gdula of this bayis. In there are people always occupied to the bias, always around there. It's never an abandoned bias. It's always people affiliated. There's always people affiliated with the bias. The fact that it's a type of bias that people are always affiliated with it, That brings out the centrality and the grayscale, the grandness of this bias. That there's always occupation with the bias. And that's one thing. And their minds are never off it. They can never get their minds off the building. The building has played such a central role and such a grand building, such a grand bias, that a person can never detach himself, can never take his mind off this bias. And that's the fact that you cannot take your mind off this bias. You're always aware and conscious and worried about this bias. In them alone brings chareis, the covet, the greatness of this bias. Where do you find this type of musik of Hesach Das? That the etzem mechuvan over here is that this inyan should always be on your mind. You find that the gabi inyan betfilin v'tzitz that calls man shein olav le'asiach daite mehem afilu rega echot mitzat kedushasim. This is iser Hesach Das in tefillin. Hesach Das in tzitz. So there, the mechuvan is not that if you can be asiach das in tefillin, something might happen. You might not. The Rebbe brings an artist. There is such a in some Rishonim. The reason why this Isser Hesach Das is that a person shouldn't behave inappropriately to tefillin. But the way the Rambam brings it, the Mashmos is the etzem fact that a Yid's wearing tefillin and he's not fully conscious of the kedusha of the tefillin. He's not fully in the element of putting on tefillin. That's a chiddul of the kedusha of the tefillin. But the kedusha of the tefillin is important. That when you're wearing tefillin, you're fully aware. And you're fully surrounded with the experience of wearing tefillin. And not being involved in that experience, taking it off your mind, that's a zuzul the kedusha of tefillin. So that is, you see, that what's considered, what's when mitzad, so here, the Indian of not of Hesach Das is not because something might happen. The etzem fact that you're wearing tefillin and you're not fully there, you're not fully conscious of it, you're not fully aware of it, that itself is this. There is al derech zeh legabi also bini besamigdash. In vas pashteit and vas brings chareis, the glory of this bias, the greatness of this bias, is that yidden can never get their minds off this bias, and they're always constantly occupied and affiliated with the bias. There's always people there. Oh. Now here the Rebbe said like this. So here already it's a big difference between this and when we speak about shmira as a guard. When you speak about a guard, so the act of guarding itself is not an act of covet. Guarding is an act for itself. You're guarding the bias. That causes that there's reverence to the bias. So the guarding itself is an act, is a distinct act. You're guarding the bias. The result is that the bias is going to be revered. Mashiach, when you speak about Hesach Das, it's the act itself is mitzad, the chshibus of the bias. The bias is such a central bias. The centrality of the bias is expressed in the fact that it's always on people, it's always on the Yid's mind. And he's always involved. He's always spending time around the bias. That itself is a result and brings out the godless of the bias and the remnants of the bias. It's not a distinct act which has an external effect because of the act, but this act itself is nevea mitzad, the centrality of the bias. The bias is always on your head. That's one thing. The Rebbe adds up here another prat, also legabe, what's the tetzah? It's not only a difference in the act itself, that the act of shmirah is not an act of covet, it's an act which brings covet. Now, she'enk in the act of heder esach das, is this itself is this in them bashtate the centrality of the bias, in them bashtate the godless of the bias. But the Rebbe has another prat. What is the result of heder esach das, and what is the result of shmirah? The Rebbe sagt as it. The inyan shmirah zush le'asiyah da'atim e'menu hu inyan ba'bayis atzman. We're going to see in a minute, the Rebbe attaches a vartaze. When you say when you get to Shemira, when you say that the fact that there's a security guard there, this guard, so that brings a certain reverence to the bias. So in Vas Pashtet, their reverence. This reverence, it's never a prat in the bias itself. The bias itself is just a bias. There's an additional reverence that's brought because it's a security guard there. So a security guard brings a new element, an element of reverence to the bias. Why do you have this code? Why do you have this awe? Because there's a security guard there. So that's not a self in the guf habayis. Masha Inkin, when you say that this has a head resach das, the fact that this building never goes off a yid's mind is always constantly affiliated to the bias. This adds a dimension in the bias itself, that the bias is central. So the act of shmirah adds a new dimension within the bias itself. When you say that the idea of shmirah is guarding, that doesn't add a new dimension in the bias itself. That adds a dimension of guarding. Guarding adds reverence. So the new dimension that's added is not added in the bias. It's added because there's shame in him on the bias. Shinka, when you say this is Heder Esach Das, the Heder Esach Das adds a new element to the building. This building is not just some building somewhere by itself in some place. This building is central. So the building is central. The fact that it's always on your mind, that changes, that makes a certain centrality to the building. So that's not an additional factor. that's caused because of a certain activity which is done, but this never having it off your mind, that itself adds an element and makes this building a central and important building. In other words, by the covet of a guard, the covet which is added is always connected to the guard. In Vaspa state, it's not the nature of the bayis doesn't change. The guard brings a certain reverence. A building with a guard has a certain reverence, but not that the guard adds an element in the building itself. The building with a guard has a certain reverence. Mashiach can hear the Rebbe saying it. It's not that the building with the fact that people are thinking about it brings a certain thing. The fact that people never get their minds off it, that makes that the building in itself essential. So it's a safa in the building gofa. Oh, so let's see that. So fiz the Rebbe says this. First of all, like this. The act of guarding is not a distinct act with the purpose of covet. If it's a distinct act, so then guarding is an act of guarding. Where do you do it in the Beis HaMikdash? What's the purpose for the Beis HaMikdash? Then that shouldn't be brought in. At the end of the day, it's an aveda. It's not a prat in the building. It's something which is added to the building. An act of guarding which adds something to the building. Then it should be brought in the aveda. Even though aveda, the result is, the purpose is for the sake of the building being revered. But how does the building revered? Through a distinct chefza, through a distinct act of guarding. And the covenant is always based on this distinct act of guarding. So then it's an aveda shemekayim es hamikdash. Mashiach can hear when you say that, what's the definition, what's the teichen of shmirah? That the bayis can never be abandoned. Yidden always are conscious of the bayis, they're always involved with the bayis. Then it's a chshivas b'hamikdash atzmo. This makes the building a central building. The heder esach das changes the nature and gives a new element quality to the building itself. Not that the invas bashteta hisafas covet. In the fact that there is shemrim, that the fact that there is guards, a building with guards has a different inyan here. A building with heder esach das, the building guf is beifanacher. The bin is another bin. Kedik loshen Rambam ein edem patnis shesh lof shemrim le patnis ein lof shemrim. Heder was saying like this: if Eibavot gezogt that invas bashteta. In what's bashteit shmiras hamikdash, in guarding, then from van and vertus, that a castle which has guards is more revered. That's because this bias, the nature of the bias changed. The nature of the bias never changes. The fact when there's the building with guards is reverence. Not that a building which has guards is different than a building which has no guards. A building with guards is exactly the same castle as a castle without guards. The fact that there's guards, that's the difference. So the lesson should have been ein edema k'sheyesh shemrim k'sheein shem, but the pattern itself doesn't change. That's what I'm saying. Mashiach over here, I'm saying that you can't compare a building which we're not always occupied with the building, a building which is not so central, to a building which is central. So the fact that we're not masiach das, that expresses in a way the centrality of the building itself. And the act of always being worried about the bias, that adds in the etzem chshivas of the bias itself. This bias is important. This bias plays a central role. Where do you see that it plays a central role? Because people are always worried about it. And the more they're worried about it, the more it's precious to them, the more you bring out the chshivas of the bias itself. So it's not just that the act, that the bias with the shmirah is a davar mechubed. The shmirah brings out a certain quality and adds in the quality of the bias itself. So, ain't the davar between atzmi shemokam asa yosef in the Beis Hamikdash? Begimel kemes cholu Beis Hamikdash. Ki'im zu yasiya. This act of shmirah is something which is added in the chshivas Beis Hamikdash. The bias itself is transformed, and it becomes a bias which is central. B'shmirah la patron, b'shanan la patron. The end of the patron shenel of shem. See, that's a big difference between how if you define shmirah as heder esach das, you define shmirah as guards. Okay. So again, when the shmirah is guarding it, so the guarding doesn't change the nature of the castle itself. Guarding adds an additional element of guarding, which as a result, a building with guarding has a certain reveredness. Here we're saying that the guarding, the fact that it's always in our mind, that changes, that transforms the building. That instead of just a building being just another thing that you didn't have, another nekuda that you didn't have, it's a central nekuda. So this act of heder esach das transforms the centrality of the building itself. Why it's brought in mesechta midas? Because this is actually a prat. This one of the gedarim of the bias is it's a bias. This is the structure of the bias. There's the size of the bias, and then there is the centrality of this bias. The centrality of the bias is that there's yidden constantly worrying about it, standing around it, walking around it, always preoccupied and spending time around the binyan. The Rebbe adds Rasagrayim, which the Rebbe is mevar that not only according to this beer in Shmira, so it's understood better why this din is brought to Masechta Midas because it's a pattern in the bias itself. But the Rebbe also adds that the reason why did the Tana Bechlal write Masechta Midas? The Mechuvan to write Masechta Midas was for the sake of remembering the Tzores HaBayis, and for the Te'elis of why the Tana brought Masechta Midas, there's a Safa, and there's something added when according to this beer in Shmira Samidas. But we'll do that separately with the Ha'aris. Pisa Yuvan, the Rebbe says Azachazah. Pisa Yuvan, according to this Agdara, that Agdara of Shmira is not an act of guarding, but it's the idea that the Samidas is a building that's always on people's minds. In Vaz Drik Tzachais, or in Vaz Bashtet, the godless Abayis, that people can never ignore this bias, and they're always around it. So Fizav Tafashtein, why the Rambam says, Shmira Zu, Kol HaLayla. And also understand better why it's brought to Masechta Tamid, according to the Rambam. The Rambam haltach that the whole purpose of Shmiras HaMikdash is Mishum Kavid HaMikdash. Tamid Eretz Nachman Aveda from Karban Tamid. Vaz brings the Shmiras HaMikdash in Karban Tamid. That's the beginning. And then you have a Kravas Karbanis. And the Allah is a Kravas Karbanis. You have to have Kavanah. You have to have intention. What do you have to have intention? Hashem Shishu Dvar Mazevach Nizbach. And they have trachten Avaz Shechten the Karban. The mitzvahs that were Shechten the Karban, it's a Karban, and they were Samigdash. So when a Kohen is doing his Aveda, he has to have intention there. And the intention is the fact that he's being makir of a carbon in the Besamigdash for the Ebishter. The Rebbe attaches it in the Aris, Morbi Pratis. That the Kavanah which is needed by the Avedas, the Karbanis, is to be conscious of the fact that the carbon is being Nishchat for the sake of the Ebishter in the Besamigdash. So Pshita, Shakshakrenim Avidasim, is a Hepech, Heis Chadas, Mamigdash. They're doing their service. They're doing their holy service in the Ebishter's Bayis, in the Besamigdash. Avada, they're conscious. And the Beis Hamikdash is in their mind. That's the total opposite of ignoring the Mikdash. They're adding in the Kedushas Hamikdash. They're celebrating the Kedushas Hamikdash. Oh, so the Meila, the Gansin Nekodev and Shmira is that what brings out the Chshivas of this bias? That it's always in the Yid's mind. They're always occupied with the bias. So Shaskeinim Bavidasim, that's the ultimate occupation that's possible. That's the ultimate Shlila of ignoring the bias. That's his special tzivay. I'm as only forget to make the Besamigdash. Well, I'm a forget. That's a stira to the Gdulas Abayis. The Gdulas Abayis, Jigsuchais Dermit, you can't take your mind off it. So, Dafka by night, you need this mitzvah. Shaken by day, Mizdach Dart, occupied with it. Oh. So, that's what it is. So, by Etzim, the mitzvah of Shmira is like not Dafka by night. Lepel Mamish, the mitzvah of Shmira. When do you need Shmira? That's Dafka by night. The Teichan HaMitzvah of Shmira is in the sky and by day also. When do you need Shmira Dafke? That's Dafke Benayit. So the Rebbe says like this. The theme of the mitzvah is Shtendik. The Teichan HaMitzvah. The Maisa HaMitzvah of Shmira V'Shamru is Benayit Dafke. Why? Because since the Teichan is the Shlil HaSesach Das, Meshchayim HaPiteira, there's Chiyuvim to do. There's Karbanis. Min HaBeker, Karman Tamid is a Chiyuv every single day and it starts from the early morning. Muzman the Lord Dart and Zayin. From the Karmic Talmud. And the whole day there's different chiyuvim which have to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Baker, Bin Arbaim. So they're anyway there. So the mice of Shmira is Dafke Balayim. Does Akhtar. But the Teichan HaShmira Tak is constantly. V'zuya Shaykh is the Mitzvah Shmira Samid. Now he understands very well why the Mitzvah is brought in Misaf to Talmud. Shemai Tam and Nishna B'Tchilasa. We'll understand also why it's Nishna B'Tchilasa. The Teichan HaMisaf to Talmud is not to explain Mitzvah Shmira Samidash. According to the Rambam, the whole Shmiras HaMikdash has nothing to do with Avedas HaKeinim. It's a din in the bayis. The Masechta Tamid is Kishma Kenu, being Masbir Mevayer, the Karban Tamid. Now, Avdem Zokman, what is one of the inyanim which Karban Tamid accomplishes, besides the Karban Tamid being a mitzvah, of being makir, of being a mitzvah of being makir Karban Tamid, Chol Yem Babekir, of Erev, it's Karban Tamid also accomplishes that the Beis HaMikdash is always on people's minds. That people also accomplishes the Indian of the Shmiras HaMikdash. That's one of the things that Karban Tamid accomplishes. That's it. So the Karban Tamid is not just to bring out HaKeinim with bringing the Karban Tamid. The Masechta Tamid is also to explain what is the characteristics, what are the tchunis, what exists, what's nichlal in Karban Tamid. So one of the inyanim of Karban Tamid is that it accomplishes that the bayis is always on our minds, that we're always preoccupied with the bayis. Does like the Rebbe. Zeh v'shalom is Shmiras HaMikdash Masechta Tamid. Shmei Haytam is Tchilas. Ki Teichan Shmirazu Nasa Yideh V'Yesh Tamid HaKarbanis B'Chlal. This Abir Bixarsim is Eisen the Masber Zain Mitzvah Shashmira. We want to explain, you should have a clear understanding, what is Karban Tomid accomplished? Karban Tomid accomplishes a mitzvah of the Babaker Bin Arbaim, and all, and Bechlal. Karbanas accomplish a mitzvah of Karbanas. They also accomplish that the bias is Mereimim Mizgad. So this, even though the Rebbe is saying Bixarim Ma'id, but this comes out a very, you say this the Indian over here. The Aveda and the Bishamidish, Aveda Sekarbanas, Aveda Satamid is not only a kiyum in doing the specific services that we have to do. There's a chiv karbanas, there's a chiv karban chad, there's a karban oil, there's a chiv to bring a tamid. And Avadi bring karban tamid, tutman of tut metut, the Avedas which are needed for the Bishamidish. The Rebbe is saying here that by doing karbanas, tutman of achshivas in their bias. The chshivas habayas vert uvgeta, vert ares gebrach der mit, that were always occupied with the bias. So that, so the chshivas, the godless of the Abishar's bias, now, in this sikha, the Rebbe says a big tzara ma'ed, but one of the problems the Rebbe spoke about the Fabringen, where the sikha was said was Yishvat HaShlam at Beis, was benegea to the two inyanim mikdash, whether the purpose of the mikdash is for a yid to do his aveda, or the cheftes mikdash is for the to be ashras ashchina, for the sake of the Eibishter, which that's the sikha in Trum and Chelik Yeralef. But one of the things the Rebbe spoke about the Fabringen is that aveda sakainim tut uf in the bias. So even though aveda sakarbonis is for the sake of a yid. There's a yid nar mitzvah to bring karbanas. Yid nar mitzvah to bring a karban tamid. Where does it happen in the Bais HaMikdash? We hear the Rebbe saying that the first thing the karban tamid starts off is that even though the kchiv of karban tamid is for the sake of a yid has a mitzvah to bring a karban tamid, but it happens to be that it adds in the chshivas of the bias, which the function of the bias is the Eibishah's bias, shuras hashchina. On a yid's avodah tut uf, a godless in their bias. But upon him, this is, but the Pashas of Dvarim, in the Chelik and the Nigla of the Dvarim, and the Kudavas Mulda is bringing is that why is Mishnah Shmiras Mitzvah the beginning of Tamid? Because he want to explain fully what is there in the Kudav and Tamid. So the Tamid is not just the Karbanis, not only Tamid, Karbanis. So the focus of Karbanis is not just beside the Mitzvah of Karban Tamid, but it also accomplishes that the bias is God Lamirumim, and people are always preoccupied with the bias. The Rebbe says in the bracket, that thus the Ramazak Shmira is Balayl doesn't mean necessarily that it's like you say that you have certain mitzvahs that are dafke Balayl. You have Krishma's, you have certain mitzvahs that Zmanim is Balayl dafke. It's not Agdara that Zmanim is Balayl or Zmanim Bayim. Shmira Be'etzim is Zmanim, not necessarily Balayl or Bayim. Shmira is constantly. You can't be Hetzach Das. The mice of Shmira is only needed by night. So the Rebbe says maybe the fizeh Be'etzim is Lav dafke, even though the Ram uses the Lashon Shemus and Mikdash Balayl, but Empire Shekhala Layla Kula. Or maybe not. Or maybe since Be'etzim the Chiv of Karban Tamid is Babaker, so even though Lepoel Mamash, the Avedis of Karban Tamid started earlier, but since Lepoel Mamash, to say that Advarim is, that by day this Karban is by night not, so Midei Raisus is Gestalt Maisa Shmir is by night, and Karban is by day. Or no, or the Snish is Gestalt Menatera that the Shmir is by night, the Maisa Shmir is by night, and Karban is by day. The mitzvah is that the bias should be preoccupied. Lepoel mamish, the way to say that advarim is lepoel is that the way this gestalt is that by that karmel tamid starts even before alisa shachar, much earlier. So the fizavet is coming that there's no din dafke balayel. That's a shakvetar. That's a separate shalul alach. Those are from the ayin zayin. If the fact that Shmira is Balayla is because Midairaisa, the Maisa which is needed by night is Shmira, the Mele, even though the Pale Mamish, they say that Advarma, they make the Shiz after things done before the beginning of Yom, but still the Maisa Shmira is Balayla, or no, or that it's that there's no, Midairaisa there's no gather of Yom Balayla. The gather is make sure that the Bismidish is preoccupied. The Mele calls man Minadin, it has to be occupied, and that's even before Baker. But Mele, there's no din of Shmira Balayla. Okay, that's a business of the Shad. Which again, I'm a Durgin the artist with mer upstones of this prat. A pizza, let's see in Sifches. Pizza, verstehe, nacha prat. Oh, the Rebbe's Mazbir over here, Mevar, nacha nakud. It says like this. A pizza, shlevar, mashem sech, tamit huver, ake gimel mekem shakenim shem. We understand why, mesech, tamit vert gebracht, only the din that kenim washed in three places. But the din that the Levim would wash in 21 places, the sretish gebracht, mesech, tamit. Idum Sechta Midis is brought both in Yonim. Sai that Kainim would be Shemer with three Mekemis, and Sai that it is Shemer with a Falak Mekemis. So the Rebbe is giving a new beer why it's mentioned in two places. In Karbin Tom, in the Misechta Tom, it's Mish Eisen Reden wegen Shmir. Mish Eisen Reden, what is Karbin Tom? That's not the way the Rebbe said before. The Rebbe said before, the reason why it's where Masechta Talmud is, because Shmira is a Prat and Avedas HaKayin. The Rebbe in this Malach is learning Mishnah. Shmira is only a Prat in the Bayis, according to the Rambam. Not a Prat in Shmira is HaKayin. But why is it about Masechta Talmud? Because we want to explain what Talmud entails, what Talmud accomplishes. So what Talmud accomplishes is only Negeid and Nekudah, Shmira is HaKayin. Since Negeid and Nekudah, Shmira is HaLevim. Because Talmud replaces Shmira is HaKayin. Shmir Salavim is, we don't need Shmir Salavim when we have Tamid. But Tamid is not a substitute of Shmir Salavim, which the Rebbe is going to explain in a minute. So therefore, Shmir Salavim is not brought. Mashaykh and Masech Tamidis, where there we're dealing with the Etzmin of Shmir, and there the Shmir is brought. The code over here needs Siashos. It was like this. Sato Tamid Balavar, Mr. Shmir Salavim, Mr. Tinan Yu, Megate and Shreya, the beginning of Shmir. Kiim, Mered, the beginning of Carbon Tamid. And Lahadgish, Achas, Mipulis, Savidas Tamid. Was tut uf. What's the accomplishment of doing the carbon tamid? Which, what is that? That it's also shavit. Tamid is also shavit. But Hamsal Hashem is a mizah mikdash. That through carbon tamid is shlilas heschadas na mikdash. Oh, now in not ignoring the mikdash and being conscious of the mikdash is kama v'kama dargis. Heschadas ariyish kama shiurim madregis. I mean, there's many levels. The Rebbe brings la halacha, which we'll also see later in Ara 54. But you can understand simply, there's many levels of someone being conscious of something. What do you mean? You're ignoring something. There's one eifin of ignoring, they're in a totally different element. Lamash like a bit filling. The Rebbe's in Sanhedrin, Shagasarius, it is machlekes, Rishainim. What is the gather of Hesachadas and tefillin? Is it anytime you're not thinking about the tefillin, it's already Hesachadas? Or Hesachadas is, they're dafke filling zech an eifin of kalas resh. You're in an opposite element of the way tefillin is machayim. Hezalas has many levels. You could be totally unaware of it, or you could not be totally fakat. You're just not actively focused on it. So there's levels in Hezalas. What carbon tamid is? So what is carbon tamid exchange? What type of shmira, what type of heder Hezalas is carbon tamid accomplished? The level of Hezalas is bedugmat Hezalas of Kenim, of shmira Sakenim. Because the shmira Sakenim was a higher level of consciousness of the bais. There was two places where they used to be shemir. The kainim would be shemir inside, the levim outside. So the kainim shmira is an occupation in the bais itself. There's an occupation of being always roaming around the building, but you're not in the building, you're out of the building. That's one level of being conscious of the building, that you're out of the building. And then there's another eifin that the building is always on your mind, is that you're always in the building. That's a much stronger consciousness of the building itself. Carbon tamid accomplishes the type of consciousness of the building that the kainim are shame, which are shame bifnim. That's the Rebbe saying over here. And according to the Rebbe, attached to the word bifnim is because it's a higher type of focus, or a higher type of consciousness on the bias. We don't need that shmira bifnim because nishlalis has chadazeh through the carbon tamid. We may learn with shmira kainim bifnim. Which is a lower level of hesach das. It's not so focused on the bias, not so conscious of the bias. And if you have the base of the Middash is fully occupied, so the bias isn't full consciousness of people, so you don't need people standing outside. The bias goof is full. You don't need Levim. But if you want to discuss what carbon tamid is, what it replaces kind, it doesn't replace Levim. When you have carbon tamid, you don't need Levim. That exempts from the Levim, because you're not using watch guards. You're using the Beis HaMikdash Guf is fully occupied. But it doesn't exchange that. So when the Mishnah is discussing, if we're looking to discuss what carbon tamid accomplishes, it accomplishes and it's an exchange for Ken. It's not a direct exchange for the Levim. Once you have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't need Levim. But it's not an exchange of Levim. So since we're Eisen over here to explain that what carbon tamid accomplishes, it's only negiah to bring the Nekudah of Shmiras HaMikdash of Ken. So there's a couple of pratim here that the Rebbe is mavliya, that it's kedai to halt kop, that the pashtas, the Mishnah brings, the shmiras hakeinim bifnim, shmiras halevim achutz, you can understand that stamazay, that there's people inside, people outside, the levim are outside because they're just tuffle to the keinim, that the levim are just the secondary, but the Rebbe is saying here, it's a different level of shmir, according to the understanding that shmir is not just guarding, but shmir is the fact that you're preoccupied with the building, you can't ignore the building. So there's different levels of consciousness of the building. Kenim, which are more connected to the bias, so they have to be a higher degree of consciousness towards the bias. Therefore, the shemer bifnim, because they have to be more attuned to the bias. more connected to the bais. Levim, which are not as mishar se'elin, they're not so connected to the Pnima Mikdash, so they only need a lower level of consciousness of the bais and a lower level of not ignoring the bais. So it's outside and it's not with the same degree. And the degree that Kainim have, that's replaced by Korban Tam. But this gives us a geshmaket beer in the etzem fact that Kainim is bifnim and Levim is bachutz. That it's 2 degrees, dargis, in the midst of Shmira, which the Nekudis has hedra esechlas. Mashikin, if it's guarding, so there's no real essential difference between Kainim and Levim, it's just a shinei of places. But there's no, it's not really masim to the role of Kainim and to the role of Levim. So that's just a agavurcha, geshmaket taish, was marhabinda. That which we're actually going to see also in the artist connected to this, that the Kainim Bifnim is masim to Kainim's type of connection to the Beis HaMikdash, a deeper connection, a higher level of connection, which demands a higher degree of consciousness, Mashiach and Levi. Okay. Isr Zakta Rebbe Nachavart, Megate, Mesech Temidis, Zakta Rebbe Azavart, Zakta Zeh. Now, the Rebbe's child was earlier, good, if the whole Nekud of Shmir is a Prat, in the Bayis, how do we understand the Pashas, before this word of Hesach, Shlulas Hesach, that the Nekud of Shmir is that if you have guards there, in fact, you have security guards, that gives a certain reverence to the Bayis. So, Bazei, it's not Negev that there's 21 places. So, Negev, that's in fact, there's a presence of guards. Oh, so that I'm Pashtein, even after the Rebbe's beer, that the Nekud of Shmir is the fact that we're always preoccupied with the building, we can't detach ourselves from the bias. Wasn't again as a Einotzvanzig Pletzer. And what if you have a couple of you, 3 people there, 4 people there? What's happening? Homens for Einotzvanzig Pletzer. So Nechatz Eben at Mesech Tamidus. The whole Nekud of Mesech Tamidus is to explain. The bias and the Tzuris HaBayis and the Chshivis HaBayis, what man can't get me to Pashtein. That the Shmira, which is the Kudah, is that the bias is always in our minds and hearts, so that Taka is a Prat and expresses the Chshivis HaBayis. And that Taka, and then Bashtate, the godless of the bias, that there's people always involved and occupied with the bias. But what's in the Geh, Dartan Derman, and that's the Geben Azeifel and Azeifel Shmiras. The Pasha is only Misat Chivis Gavr. So Lamar Zen, we don't have a top touch in the Minya. Zakta Zeh. Omr, Misat Chivis Gavr, Shmiras, and Midish Minyan, and the Chshivis, and Midish Atzma. Dartan, what's the Retzim Misat Chivis? Not how Shmira is. What are we dealing with in Masechta Midos? We're not dealing with how Shmira is exchange of the Korban Tameh. That's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the etzim in it of Shmira in it of itself. That what is Shmira? Shmira HaMikdash is something which brings, which expresses, and this is the act which brings out and accomplishes the centrality and the importance, the chshivas of the bias. So Shmira is a prat. It's not just a bias, it's an important bias, it's a central bias, it's a great, grand bias. It was bashtet that it's grand, it was bashtet that it's important, that it's central, that there's always people there. So, midas amigdash, the measurements, the property of the bias, the midas of the bias. Shaitiz, the nasa palten, sheshlof shem, and duruch demas mishtet, dart, and vertes azamisol palten, the palten and by itself, severta palten, which is always on people's minds. And now they start paltering. So, Darton, after the man and Echid, Mavar, Hein, Agam, Mokem, Shakainim, Shem, Hein, Shmir, Salvi, Mokhaf, Alf, Mokem. Why? Chorek, Avshigam, Adishim, Shem. It's true. Even how the Shemrim Muatin, Nasa, Paltin, Sheshel of Shemrim. But, Harebe, Sovas, Misper, Hashemrim, Satchiyuvi, the Gavre. You're right. That's in fact, you need 21 Levim, that's Satchiyuvi, the Gavre. That's for the sake of the Levim. Now, I'm going to, Me'ezatam Shiyir, Mitesiv Gamke, Mishimrasim, Sadamigdash. This is a very important word, which is Kedai to mention this. And this is also, let me just say the word itself, and then it was BMS, the fact that you have 21 places, that's not mitzad, the etzim of Kavod HaMikdash. That's for other reasons. I mean, the Rambam agrees that the reason why, that there is a function of watching the Mikdash, that a czar shouldn't go in, and that no one should steal. There is such a function, and that's why maybe you need 21 places. Every gate has to have a shamer there. Not for the sake of Kavod. That's mitzad chiyuv v'degavra. That's true, that the reason mitzad chiyuv v'degavra. But Lepoel Mamish, even though there's many reasons that Kainim and Levim should be standing there, but Lepoel Mamish, once you have all these different reasons, that adds in the Kavod HaMikdash. That means, let's just bring it out this way. You say that what's the essence of Shmiras HaMikdash? That it's people are always preoccupied with the building. The building is always on people's minds. They're always conscious of it. So there's different ways of expressing that people are always conscious of the building. The fact that the Levim are always worried about things being stolen. So why are they worried that things are going to be stolen? Because that's one of that the chiyuv gavra, the Levi has to make sure that nothing's going to be stolen. But the pile, that's an occupation of the bias that makes that they're always preoccupied, they're always worried, they're always conscious about the bias. So they're always worried that nothing should be taken. we're worried that a zar shouldn't walk in. So the fact you're worried that a zar shouldn't walk in, that's another twist in the fact that the bias, you're always occupied with the bias, you're always conscious about the bias. So Lepel, even though the reason why you need 21 levim is for other reasons, for Chavez Gavra, many different reasons that are possible, but Lepel, all these different reasons bring a strength and is gabrus in being involved in the bias, being focused on the bias, always being worried about the bias. So Lepel, they add a higher chshivis in the teichon of Shmiras HaMikdash. So even though the need for it, the necessity for it, is not neveya mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash. But Lepel, since the essence of Shmiras HaMikdash is the fact that this building is so grand and central and so important that we're always worried about it, they're always thinking about it. So all the different worries that are negeya to the building, even though these worries are negeya, are mitzvah Levim. But Lepel ends up being that this building is always celebrated. There's always things happening and always worries connected to the building. So it adds in the nekud of Shlulas HaSechdas. We'll see from there. It says, the basic avada, the basic, you know, it's, no one's ignoring it. If you have three people there, even one person there, the building is not ignored. And that's important. That brings out the importance. It's not just the building that you can abandon. There's no way to abandon this building. You can't ignore it. It's always on people's minds. But when you're maisif, the mispara shemrim, even though the reason why you're maisif is that chiyuv the gavra tag. It doesn't, regardless of why the Gabriel, it's at Kalim, it's at Shizar, it's all true. But Lepel ends up being that also the essential function of Shmira, Verta Isofen. Mitesiv Gamki Mishmirasim is at the Mikdash. Shikulam Pelem Makavit Gulas Amidish. All of them add in the Godless Amidish, in the honor. The fact that this one is worried about Kalim being stolen. That one is worried about a Zar going in. This one is worried about this Cheder. That one's worried about that Lishka. So that adds in the fact that we're preoccupied and always focused and conscious of the building in a much stronger way. So it's not just that there's someone there that's not fully abandoned. It's not only that it's not abandoned, and all aspects of it is always conscious of people's minds. That avada, that adds in the shlila, in the chshivis, and the godless habayis. So mele kulam chelik b'zeshnas apatron shesh lev shemer. So avada, the basic covet you have even with one shemer there. But every shemer adds in the quality of this inyan. The fact that we're busy with every aspect and with every angle of the bias, and there's different people worried about different angles, that adds in the centrality and the gdula and the reverence and the chshivas of this bias. That's also a geshmak of verse. So the Rebbe is explaining here how the fact that there was 21 places, that's a din in midas hamikdash. The 21 places have a massive given on gitzu in the chshivas habayis. So we have two inyanim over here that's going to explain to us also the shinui al hashenis earlier. The Rebbe brings before and he says first the word when they get to that Shmira is Heder Hesechdas. He says Shmira Hesechdas early on page 61, the first side of the page, second paragraph. There says Imper Hesechdas Hesechdas the Kachim Shmira Hesechdas Meir Arim is Gadlus Abayis. It's not that by having a guard there in, that accomplishes the inyan. The guard that's there, that's what makes the, when you have it, you say, I have a security guard. That's what makes the reverence. The fact that the security guard standing there, that makes the reverence. When he goes away, it's ice reverence. Here, the bias is a bias merumim. What expresses, what's murder that it's a bias merumim is the fact that no one could ignore it. It can't be abandoned. That's one thing. That's basic. The fact that Sazam assert bias, which you cannot get your mind off it. You can't be Masiyah Das. That is another thing. Then, the fact that Yidden are occupied in the bias, they're always thinking about it, they're focused, they're conscious in it, that adds, that's an Asiyah and Chshivas HaMikdash. That brings out even more, and that accomplishes more in the Godless HaBayis. The Rebbe's Lashon later is that in the paragraph that says, Behini Inin Shmir Zu, the Rebbe adds not just that it's Meira Reimus for Godless HaBayis. The Rebbe adds there that, means there's an element in the Shmira, not just that it expresses the centrality of the bias, but the fact that there are people, that's the etzem fact that you can't ignore it. But then, in the etzem fact that people are always conscious of the bias, always occupied with the bias, always involved in the bias, the involvement and the consciousness does tut uf, and that's tut uf, that this is an important building. The importance vert mit them, that people are always occupied with it. That's tutuf, that's an asiyah in the base of Midrash itself. Yeah, that's, and as the bias without, the bias in itself is just the bias. When people are always involved in the bias, does gitsu in the chshivis and the importance of the bias. That's what the Rebbe saying over here also. That's an inyan of Shmiri can accomplish even with one person there. That's also Shailo Hesechadas, and that's going to express the Godless Habayis. But every kain that's there, that from his angle is worried about his things, that adds. And every Levi that's there from his angle is worried about his things. So it's not just Tfilas Esar Das. There's an effective Das. So that also adds and is meisif more quality and more echos, more degree to the centrality and to the importance, to the godless, to the grandness, to the Heichkeit and Tairkeit and the Reimus of the Bais. Yeah, so that was some ayin zayin in them. We're just going through Akalpana de Pnim. Oh, let's do Siftes, which here, the Rebbe was masber till now, a couple of nekudas over here. Erstens, why the Rambam doesn't bring the Pesukim in Parshas Kerach is because the Pesukim in Parshas Kerach at all don't express how the Inyan of Shmira is for the sake of the bias itself. From the Pesukim there, the Mashmos is that the sake of the Shmira is Shlei Konizar, that Yidden shouldn't get damaged. If they're going to walk in, they're going to be chayv misa, but not for the tzedek habayis. The Rambam's work is a sefri, but it's not mavur in the Pesukim Parshas Kerach, and therefore he didn't bring sefri, he doesn't bring tak the Pesukim Parshas Kerach. Good. Now, the Rebbe to find out also why does Rambam say the Shmira is by night? If it's Mishum Kovid, why is it Dafka by night? According to the way we explain that the Nekud of Shmira is the fact that there's no, that you, a Yid can't be Masiach Das, we can never ignore the building, in them Bashtet the Godless, at the centrality of the building in the Bashtet in them. So as I'm insert binyan, as I'm insert echos dike godless, I'm a kenish masiyah dasim, then you can't abandon it, it can never be itself, it can never be a yidden, can't detach themselves from the building. So mele, it's taka always, it's taka constant. Just the maisa shmira, you know, the guarding you don't need by day. Because by day, the building is fully occupied. But mele, it's always on a yid's mind. By night, that's when you need the maisa of shmira. So maisa shmira is by laila, but techan shmira is by yeh. Yeah. The Pearl of Adam Fashtain and Pratim, how does this Maisa Mitzvah play itself out? Because that we'll see when we get to the artist. If it's Shmiras, Lepel, Mama Shmiras Balaila, or it's only that Agdoris, whenever there's no Aveda the Shmir, okay, that's a Bazin the Parish. Oh. Nachat Zachat Mufashtan, else also why it's brought in Tomid, because Tomid is to bring out how the carbon Tomid also accomplishes the Indian of Heder Esav Das. And that brings us also, actually, before an Indian that Aveda in Bisamidish is not only for the sake of being fulfilling the mitzvahs that Yidden have to do, but it actually adds carbon Tomid, which is an Aveda of a mitzvah of the Yidden, adds in the godless Vereimus Habayis, which also the Rebbe says Habayis, and that's in Kudim Sefta Tomid, Hashmira. How Tomed accomplishes Shmira. The Mailer only brings with the Shmira of Kainim because Tomed exchanges the Shmira of Kainim. And that's Negein Pashas Tomed. That's a Meredek Afla in Karban Tomed. The Karban Tomed is not just a mitzvah of a Yid, but it actually accomplishes the Chshibas Habayis. And we understand also why it's brought in Mesechta Midis, because there we want to explain how every aspect of Shmira adds in the Chshibas Habayis. Every way of paying attention to the Habayis, every way of being worried about the Habayis, the 21 places, even though the Chiyuvim Takam Sadeg Avra, but they add in Shmira Samigdash. So every Prat, or the Rebbe Dabavar.